At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from episode 176, Chase Your Passions Fearlessly, Tips for Overcoming What People Think.
Well, I'd say like the most obvious example for me is I traveled to the States for my scoliosis that in New Zealand the only option is surgery, and long story short, my surgeon told me I was making up the pain, and my mum was like, okay, well surely there's another option out there that is not, like surely there's another option out in the world. So she jumped online and found this clinic in the States in California, happened to be Silicon Valley. And we were not in a financial position where we could even travel to the States, let alone afford American medical care. Insurance does not cover it at all. And this was a whopping big bill. Mm. And coming from a place where we did not have the finances for any of this to ending up doing 14 trips in total and doing this treatment, coming, like seeing my parents find a way around that. Mm. And it's like true what they say, like how it takes a village to raise a child, where that was a prime example of everyone kind of came together. We found out about different funding through putting out the word through a Give a Little page and a Facebook page that we set up, and ending up granted this money from a trust fund that was set up years ago for this child who could not end up to use the money. Yeah, so it was kind of going from a point where needed to do this thing, didn't know how we were going to do it, could not do it, but we found a way around it. And now I use that, those lessons to this day in whatever I do. For example, collectively it's been running for 5 years now. It started as a passion project and it's only become a financial thing in the last year. So within the fourth year was at a point where I could actually start seeing how I could make some money from it and live off it, which was my ultimate dream. And there's been so many times where it's tested me and I've wanted to give up God knows how many times. But it's the lessons of resilience and determination and just grit and just not giving up from traveling to the States and going through all that treatment that I've implemented into this now.
It seems like going through that journey, I suppose you could call it, of having to travel back and forth from the States for medical reasons would have been an extremely mentally draining experience.
Hugely.
Yeah. In which way has that changed your mindset towards like life in general?
I would say that if there's a will, there's a way. Like if you've got your eyes on something, you want to go do something. It might be, I don't know, for example, you want to move to the other side of the world. Everyone's telling you you can't do it. It's like, you know what? No, I am going to go do it. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to do it, create the steps that's going to get you to that point and just go out and do it. Mm. So it's showing that if you set your mind onto something, you can do that.
Yeah.
And there's no one that can stop you if you've got your mindset on that. And that would be the biggest thing I've learned, because we had so many people telling us this is not going to work. Mm. But we proved them wrong.
Yeah. And almost having a bit of courageous belief in something. I guess you have to have hope in that instance too, that it will work.
Yeah, you do have to go in with just, I hope this works.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to put a lot of faith into it and belief. Like, you're really just praying to God that it works, because there are chances that it won't, and you've got to be okay that if, like, it's not going to work out sometimes, but at least you know you tried. Mm. And it's like a quote that I live by for a long time. It's better an oops than a what if.
Mm.
Like, I would rather go give it my best shot, find out if, give it your best shot so you know you've done your absolute best to get to that point. And if it doesn't work, oh well, at least you know you tried.
Yeah.
Move on, next thing.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The 1UP Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us at The 1UP Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.